everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. We're all excited that you're very much here today joining us, of course. A lot happening around the world, a lot happening around the country. I just heard back from DHS on a story we're going to bring you in just a little bit. It's in regards to a new biometric service that they're using to detect whether or not individuals are encountering our illegal aliens or not. Well, DHS just responded to my request for a comment, and we'll bring that to you during the show today. But a lot of things are happening. Arctic Frost, more developments coming out, and it's quite interesting to sit back and watch, because I don't know if you're aware, but the government's been spying on people. They've been doing this for quite some time under the Obama-Biden regime, and not many people wanted to come forward and advocate for those regular Americans who found themselves being spied on. But now that U.S. senators and big political talking heads are getting all around this and getting involved, they were all targets, they're finding out. They want accountability. Isn't that interesting? You see, when J6ers were being spied on, when whistleblowers were being spied on, nobody wanted to help them. I'm going to go into detail with all of that because there's a lot to discuss there. We also have two incredible guests joining us later in the show today. A lot to talk about. You might have missed the really good financial news that happened. The Fed reducing rates. President Trump, will talk about this at length too. Working out several deals with the CCP, which is good, folks, because again, China's been taking advantage of us for quite some time. So we need to discuss that. We also need to discuss the quarter percentage, like I said. The quarter point that just happened right now over the Fed. But most importantly, too, we're going to be discussing with an attorney in just a little bit as well during the show, what's going on with Arctic Frost. Because again, we're learning more and more and more, especially those certain cell phone providers that didn't push back. Talk about you, Verizon. When allegedly these senators were being targeted, apparently, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, AT&T fought hard when one senator was about to get his phone lines tapped. They were able to fight off the subpoena. But it looks like Verizon didn't do just that. That's the allegations they're making. We're going to play that recording for you as well, because Senator Chuck Grassley is literally the only one doing the digging into all of this. And so we've got that for you, too. We've also got to talk about China, because President Trump is heading back to the United States right now. He's up on Air Force One, heading back to the region after having an incredible meeting in Asia. So a lot happening there that we'll discuss, of course. There's also a really questionable FBI report out right now. And the report itself says that it pretty much says that there might have been a shutdown on the Charlie Kirk investigation when it came to the foreign element to all of this. Now, the FBI is denying this report, but it's quite detailed. Also, the Gates Foundation is under probe right now. The investigation launched into the foundation for allegedly funneling tens of millions of dollars in grants to those that have ties to the CCP. So again, it's raising serious questions. And then also President Trump put out a tweet yesterday about Bill Gates. And I'm going to get that for you. We're going to read that because there's a lot going on right there. And I can't tell. I mean, I could tell. I know it's not Bill Gates being authentic. Bill Gates is admitting he's wrong, but is he only doing that to preserve himself within the White House right now? He's doing his very best to fight for a seat at the table. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. So a lot happening all around the country today. We're excited that you're joining us. Got a lot to dig into early in the morning, about 3 hours of the show. And I don't even know if 3 hours is enough to talk about all of this, but we'll make it work. We'll also be taking your calls as well. So folks, a lot happening here on the American Journal this morning. We're excited that you're going to be jumping on with us and joining us. So do not go anywhere. There's more to discuss in just a little bit.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Thursday, everyone. Good morning. Good to be here. There's a lot being exposed this beautiful Thursday morning. I'm so excited that you're jumping on with us. I mean, I've been trying to sift through the 1,700 pages that were dropped last night in regards to Arctic Frost. We'll be discussing what we've now learned. Obviously, senators all across the country are fired up because they claim that they were targets in all of this. Ain't that something? They only get fired up on the issue when it affects them. And that's what's going on right now. So we'll discuss that in a little bit. President Trump is now making his way back to the United States. He's had an incredible trip over in Asia, cutting a lot of important deals. Hunter Gaylor is going to be joining us later in the show to discuss some of those deals. But I wanted to give you a breakdown, some overview as to what the president was doing during his time in Asia. It's quite the interesting list of accomplishments. So let's kick it off. So President Trump is making his way, like I said, back to the U.S. right now. He jumped on Air Force One just a few hours ago. It's going to take him quite some time to get back here to the States. He'll probably land sometime this afternoon. And ultimately, the two, both President Trump and the CCP leader Xi Jinping, met yesterday. And it was quite the interesting meetup. Take a look and a listen at clip one, because you can always tell a lot by President Trump's handshakes with foreign leaders. So take a look at this.
Mr. President, the President of the People's Republic of China.
Good to meet you.
Great pleasure to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Me too.
And we're going to have a very successful meeting, I have no doubt. But he's a very tough negotiator. That's not good. We know each other well.
President Trump making it known that he's about to drop some big news to Xi Jinping. This isn't the Biden regime. Things have changed and you will no longer take advantage of Americans and their American companies. And President Trump doing just that. He listed some of his accomplishments after yesterday's meeting. He dropped this Truth Social post saying, I'm extremely honored by the fact that the president authorized China to begin purchasing massive amounts of soybeans and other farm products. He also goes on to say that China is also going to continue its flow of rare earth minerals and critical minerals as well, magnets. And it's going to be an open and free market now. China has strongly stated that it will work its diligence as well to prevent the flow of fentanyl into our country. They will help us end the fentanyl crisis. Now, I'm sure that's not going to happen, although it sounds great. China's been doing this intentionally for many years now. And I'm pretty sure that was a commitment that they made to the president under the first term. But he also goes on to say that China also agreed that it will begin to process and purchase American energy. A very large-scale transaction may take place concerning the purchase of oil and gas from the great state of Alaska, that coming from the president earlier this morning. So we're still learning a lot about the president's meeting with the CCP leader. But folks, at least it's a start. At least it's a start. Speaking of starts, President Trump not shying away from potentially meeting up with the North Korean dictator. Take a listen to clip two and how the president addressed that question.
What did he say?
North Korea has launched missiles this morning. What's your reaction to that?
The missiles, the North Korean missiles.
Oh, I don't know. He's been launching missiles for decades, right? Just another missile that was launched. I always had a very good relationship with him. So, you know, at some point I'll be meeting. The schedule is very tight, as you know, but at some point I look forward to meeting him again. But we had a very good relationship. I mean, more than a relationship. We had a really good understanding of each other. We met, we spoke to each other numerous times, and we had a good relationship. At some point we'll be involved with North Korea.
Does that mean there's no meeting with Kim Jong-un this trip?
I don't know. People are trying. I think they'd like to, and I'd like to, but I also want to focus on China. Our focus is now on tomorrow with China, and I want to make that the focus. But we'll come back and we'll, at some point in the not-too-distant future, meet with North Korea.
Not-too-distant future. Well, that's good news, folks. President Trump not shying away from meeting with world leaders that we may not get along with, but he's not going to start a war. Instead, he's going to open up the avenues of communication, and that's good. That's good. Folks, I also want to announce, too, I don't know if you saw this Truth Social post. It wasn't just China he was cutting deals with yesterday as well. He also finalized one in South Korea. South Korea has agreed to pay the U.S. $350 billion for a lowering of the tariff charged against them by the United States. Additionally, they have agreed to buy our oil and gas in vast quantities. Now, again, folks, this is exactly what you and I wanted. He is making sure to hold these people accountable. I don't even think this ever even happened under whoever was running the Biden White House. I mean, there was never an opportunity for him to be able to conduct a business meeting because he wasn't a serious person. He was obviously rapidly declining. And so it's refreshing to see that the president is kicking it up a notch now and making up for lost time. We appreciate just that. I also want to shift gears a little bit. So yesterday you may have seen this, and this was big news. Senator Chuck Grassley's office is the only office doing some work when it comes to exposing the Biden regime's corruption. In fact, yesterday had a very, very big announcement. And just to remind you guys, Chuck Grassley is like way over 80 at this point. And he's the hardest working member in the U.S. Senate right now. He's not just there for a cool soundbite on Fox News. He's actually working. His office is working. And that is something we could appreciate. He's 92. I didn't even know he was 92. I was thinking he's 85.
And just to speak to his work ethic.
Yeah.
When I was on the campaign trail in 2016 and we were going through Iowa, I was first introduced to the phrase, the full Grassley, which meant that you would go around and you would knock on doors in every single district throughout Iowa. And he does that every single year that he's up for reelection. He will go around to every single district within Iowa to go make appearances and hear from his constituents.
You know, they don't make Matt politicians like that anymore. He at least understands that he has to earn their vote, earn their support. And I could really appreciate that. And he also stands with whistleblowers, too. I mean, there were so many politicians who abandoned our whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers specifically. And at least he continues to do his work. So that's really exciting to hear. One of the very, very few, of course. But Senator Chuck Grassley, the only one really digging into the FBI's corruption under Joe Biden. He held a press conference yesterday, pretty much just announcing that the Jack Smith Arctic Frost investigation was just about fishing to see who he could target within the Republican Party, but not only the party itself, but groups. I mean, literally groups is what they were going after for. Groups that weren't even around on January 6th. I mean, this had nothing to do with J6. We know this. America First Legal was also targeted. I'll detail that for you. And they weren't even around back then, but they were run by Stephen Miller. So that's all you need to know there. This is kind of giving me like Tea Party vibes under the Obama years. Truthfully. They were able to get away with that. And so now they elevated a little bit. Now they're sitting here and they're whipping around 197 subpoenas. That's how many they've caught so far. And according to Chuck Grassley, the subpoenas requested, required, and required records and communications related to over 430 individuals and organizations. And again, those that were targeted were Republican groups, conservative icon Charlie Kirk as well. Obviously, Turning Point, we talked about that last week. And it's just insane to hear. It's insane to hear. We're going to play clip three for you because it's Chuck Grassley outlining so far what he's found. And we'll let him give you some brief overview, but there's a lot more here to dig into. So take a listen to clip three.
Did whistleblower disclosures. 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith and his team. These subpoenas were issued to 34 individuals and 163 businesses, including financial institutions. And one of the points of contact on many of these subpoenas was that person I previously named Special Agent Walter Giardino. The subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations. All of them appear to be aimed at Republicans. A subpoena to Event Strategies requested records relating to Turning Point USA and the Republican Attorney General's Association. One subpoena to Apple sought records relating to Trump and the January 6th prison choir.
What the heck do they want from the prison choir? As if they weren't sitting here taking L's, sitting in a mold-infested prison, a jail in D.C. Interesting enough, it wasn't just that, too. It was also groups like America First Legal, America First Policy Institute. Even MyPillow is on the list. I don't even understand how MyPillow is on the list. Unless, of course, you're trying to bankrupt Mike Lindell, which they are actively trying to do. And you don't like the fact that he's holding these events, which challenge election fraud. Maybe that's what it was about. Also targeted in this was the RNC, Conservative Partnership Institute, Save America PAC, and many, many other. Folks, it's pretty outlandish to think that all of these people, all these groups were targeted, but it happened. It happened. And it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. If you're someone like, let's say, Senator Ted Cruz, you're pretty fired up because you've just recently learned that they tried to tap your phones in your office. Take a listen to clip 4 on how fired up Cruz is right now.
The Biden Justice Department signed off on issuing subpoenas for the phone records of at least 9 U.S. senators. 20% of the Republicans in the United States Senate were the target of this fishing expedition. They did so in complete contravention of the Constitution, of separation of powers, of the speech and debate clause, of free speech, of basic rights of privacy. This is an executive who believes it is justified spying on their opponents in the legislature because they convince themselves the ends justify the means.
Now they convince themselves that their personal agenda is worth it all. They are trying to take out the Republican Party, conservatives as well, and anyone who's helping continue to fund or fight for them, they're going after them. Folks, this is political war. There's no other way to say it. If you're sitting here and you're wondering, well, why would they be doing that? They're doing that because they know they get away with it. In fact, we've seen more and more names pop up again. There's a lot of people they targeted. Jared Kushner also added to that list, Larry Trump as well, Stephen Miller also. They were looking for the communications with White House advisors, of course. It doesn't end there, though. They also were issuing subpoenas for the communications with media outlets like CBS News, Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax, and Sinclair. Now, all but CBS are allegedly conservative news outlets, so you could probably imagine what's going on there. Folks, this is what happens when you let them get away with everything. They were able to go after, under Barack Obama, and target journalists. So they wanted to find out who you were talking to. I talk about it all the time. They spied on journalists, got away with it. The Tea Party, the hit job, the IRS, said, got away with it. And so, of course, they're going to ramp things up. What are the consequences? The consequences are nothing. You could do whatever you want. Nobody from the Obama regime was ever held accountable. So what are we doing here? You're going to keep dropping all these bombshells and you're not going to make a move? Well, it only gets worse. It only gets worse. If you're outraged or you're bothered because there's 9 U.S. senators, which is 20% of the Republican senators right now serving, what are you upset about? because you're not going to do anything about it. It's pretty infuriating. In fact, it's infuriating because in clip five, you're going to hear Chuck Grassley talk about the phone companies, how the phone companies, one of them just rolled over. Another one, according to him, did fight back. Take a listen.
I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected. That includes a hard line for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer's cell phone for former Senator Leffler. AT&T informed me they challenged the legal basis for Jack Smith's efforts, and Smith backed down.
Ah, so all they had to do was challenge his legal efforts, his BS subpoenas. That's all they had to do. AT&T did it. Good for them. Good for them. Because there was no reason for this. But Jack Smith knew that there was going to be very little pushback by certain companies. And this is what they do. This is what they are able to get away with. Their subpoenas were garbage. And we'll talk about how they even obtained a lot of these, of course, from a very corrupt judge. But again, time and time again, we keep talking about this. All you got to do is fight back a little bit. And you can usually fend off these people. But so many just roll over under the slightest sign of pressure. It wasn't just Jack Smith. Obviously, Jack Smith is the face of all of this. But the reality of it is there's a lot of people behind this. And nothing's going to come from this. And everyone who's wrapped in this and saying, oh, I had my constitutional rights violated. Guess what? Bad news. DOJ, current DOJ, if you try to file a lawsuit, it's going to say that the DOJ is exempt from any claims regarding constitutional violations. They did that in court just against the Proud Boys, Ricky Tarrio. That was just filed. They're asking a judge to dismiss the lawsuit because they say they have sovereign immunity when it comes to those things, when it comes to your constitutional rights being violated. They can violate it, according to Pam Bondi's DOJ, and there's no ramifications. So if you're fired up, you're upset about this, hate to tell you, you can't sue. Unless, of course, the judge throws that argument out, and we hope that the judge does. But the DOJ thinks they have some sovereign immunity, which will not allow those to go after them. Now, it's very, very clear here that the FBI was working with the special prosecutor's office. They were doing their very best to help out. Dozens of interviews conducted by the FBI in all of this. Thousands of your taxpayer dollars were put into this. So you should be fired up. This goes deep. This goes deep. We've only scratched the surface in all of this. When you start to go through everything, and there's 1,700 pages, so it's going to take us quite some time to go through all of this, you start to learn that this, in fact, was a communist takeover. You see, there are people who hate this country who want to see this country's demise. But when you throw in everything that they did to make sure that President Trump couldn't get back in the White House, Arctic Frost, just a little... let's say that's probably about 20% of what they actually did. They're even paying, offering bonuses to Biden advisors, that advisor who told you he was expected to make $4 million if Biden made his way back into the White House. Base pay was $4 million as well. The incentives were all there for these people to steal. And it's kind of crazy to me because Senator Ted Cruz, like, he's fired up now, and that's great. But he's only fired up because he's now being involved in all of this. In clip six, you're going to hear from Ted Cruz getting really angry about the corrupt judge who decided to sign off on that subpoena to have his phones tapped and also helped block that from getting to him. Take a listen.
A whole year because Ted may destroy evidence and tamper with witnesses. That is BS. I hope somebody will look at that.
And just one tweak, the judge didn't say I may destroy evidence. The judge signed an order that says the court finds reasonable grounds to believe that such disclosure will result in destruction of or tampering with evidence, intimidation of potential witnesses, and serious jeopardy to the investigation. And that is utterly without basis in fact. There was no evidence to support that.
If the prosecutor made that representation, the prosecutor perjured himself.
Amen.
And I'd bet $20 this judge cranked out an order like that for every single senator down up here. We just happen to have mine. But it's boilerplate. If you're a Republican, you're on the enemy's list, I find that you will destroy evidence. And so we're going to let the executive surveil you without Congress ever knowing about it.
Let me apologize to you.
Yeah. It's good to hear now they're fired up about this issue, but this has been going on for quite some time now. They were able to label thousands of Americans as terrorists because they didn't like their political beliefs. So they geared up and went after them. Nobody had a problem with that. Nobody stood up for them. Chuck Grassley did, though. He helped, at least. He tried to help. But now that all of these politicians are wrapped up in this, now they're fired up, now they're ticked off, now they're upset. It's very, very obvious they didn't just want to throw President Trump in prison. They wanted to go and use lawfare against all of these individuals and then force them to take bad plea agreements. That's what was really going on here, folks. When you look at all of this, that is a clear factor in all of this. What the end goal is in all of this. We've seen it time and time again. J6ers telling us they wanted me to sign a bad plea agreement. Enrique Tarrio telling me, of course, they wanted me to turn President Trump in and say that we worked together to orchestrate J6. When he didn't do so, they sentenced him to 22 years in prison. That was the goal. The goal was to pretend like Trump orchestrated J6. And it's crazy because I want you to look at this. America First Legal was also targeted, but America First Legal was never a thing back on January 6, 2021. So there's no reason why this would have been a part of something that Jack Smith's office was investigating. There's no reason for it. Unless you don't like Stephen Miller. You don't like the legal challenges coming from America First Legal. Then you gear up and you go after them. So we're learning more and more about all of this. We're going to keep digging into it throughout today's show because, folks, this isn't ending anytime soon. And we told you yesterday that Alex Jones was even wrapped up into all of this. Now, we don't know specifically, and I've made my rounds of calls. We're continuing to dig into this, but we don't know specifically what was handed over by a certain attorney to the FBI, it looks like. But we'll find out because you got some great sources over there. So we're keeping this going. We're not going anywhere when it comes to the Arctic Cross investigation, the corruption. We'll be talking about that throughout the show today. So we're very excited for that. If you haven't done so already, folks, I want to tell you, we just launched Methylene Red over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over there to the shop because I'm telling you, this is going to be something incredible. For someone who's trying to boost your brain health, you could pair this with Methylene Blue, and it is the ultimate way to kick up your energy and focus. Head on over to the shop, Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com right now. Grab yourself some Methylene Red, pair it with the Methylene Blue. You're going to love this. This isn't some weak, watered-down multivitamin. This is clinical-grade bioavailability brain ammo. Folks, head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of this. We'll be right back with more to discuss.
What out there could have an effect like Methylene Blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue, and it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complimentary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. So much happening right now that we wanted to make sure we talked about. I obviously just, you know, went off on the Arctic Frost topic. We got a little bit more to share on that front, so I'm glad you're all joining us. Arctic Frost obviously is the big scandal these days because, well, Jack Smith, who was allegedly a special prosecutor going after President Trump for the J6 rally. Remember when they were trying to pin a case on him so they could take him off the campaign trail, throw him in prison so he couldn't land back in the White House? Well, they failed, thankfully, but we're learning more and more. And as I highlighted earlier, this was a very wide net that was casted, and it was meant to grab up anyone for any crime that they could possibly find. Yesterday, Chuck Grassley holding a press conference saying that he's found more individuals who were wrapped up in all of this. 34 individuals were targeted. 163 businesses were also targeted. We know that it covered at least 430 named Republican individuals. It also went after the communications with media outlets like CBS, Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax, and Sinclair. It also wanted to map out the communications with the legislative branch members, employees, or agents. And it went after some key advisors like Jared Kushner, Lara Trump, Stephen Miller, Dan Scavino. So they were doing their very best. to find someone, find some crime and go after them, probably try to blackmail them. We always wonder why people turn on the Trump administration so quickly, on the president so quickly. It's probably this. They probably do this to other people. We saw Hope Hicks's name on that list. We see so many people's names on this list. They probably dig for anything. When they can find something, they hold it over your head. They make you just turn on the president. That would probably be my best guess. Because why else would you be going after all these individuals? It's obviously about control. It's about obtaining their financial record, trying to possibly find any crimes. I mean, as you heard yesterday when I was sitting down with Alex Jones on his show yesterday, when he fed the first round of document dumps that came this week into Grok, you learned they were investigating people for things like gambling. So again, they're trying their very best to pin any charge they can on these people. It's probably why so many turn against the president. The deep state definitely uses all of this as leverage, and that's what's going on. President Trump reacting to the news yesterday on Truth Social as well. These thugs should all be investigated and put in prison, a disgrace to humanity. Deranged Jack Smith is a criminal. Yeah, you got that right. He is a criminal. He belongs in prison. He should be dragged to prison. Jack Smith is a treasonous coward. But will that happen now? We've been sitting around waiting. I haven't heard much on the front of them going after Jack Smith. I haven't heard of him being dragged out in front of Congress. Is Jack Smith going to get away with this? Everyone who was operating behind Jack Smith, are they going to get away with this? Well, it's not really helpful when you realize that those FBI field offices that were helping run Arctic Frost, well, some of them are actually still running those same field offices. Yeah. That's according to a watchdog group. Not very exciting. Not what you want to hear. But of course, that's what's going on and that's what's happening. And unfortunately for those who are looking for accountability, well, we haven't seen any times of signs of that. So keep that in mind. I want to discuss something else that happened, and I'm not sure. We had my girl Mel Kay on the show yesterday. Mel was telling us, Brianna, did you see that the Gates Foundation was under investigation? I didn't know what she was talking about. Well, take a look at this report. He's such a great person. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. I can't stop saying his name this morning. It's like the only functioning person in the Senate right now is Senator Chuck Grassley, and he's north of 90. Senator Chuck Grassley has launched an investigation into the foundation's alleged funneling of tens of millions of dollars in grants and entitlements to ties to those with the CCP. So he's concerned that the Gates Foundation has been funding Chinese military fronts. Grassley cited several media reports that suggested in 2023 that the Gates Foundation directed $11.7 million to various arms of Chinese government, $2 million to corporations linked by the U.S. Department of Defense to the Chinese military, and $6.7 million to state-run universities that support Xi Jinping's regime. Grassley noted that the foundation's 2022 tax filings that showed, according to the senator, the nonprofit provided approximately $23 million in funding to over 20 different Chinese entities, some of which were labeled as foreign governments. Ah, you don't say. You don't say. Here we thought they were actually doing good work. Just kidding. No one thought that. So thankfully, Senator Chuck Grassley is investigating that too. I don't know how his team does it. Truthfully, I don't know how. I can tell you he doesn't spend his days on Fox News trying to get sound bites. He's actually doing the legwork to expose these treasonous pigs. I bet you they were all hoping that the senator was going to retire from politics. Thankfully, he did not do that. But I know many of the evil people in this country, truly, and our enemies abroad, they wanted that. Bill Gates is apparently going a little soft these days on CO2. Now, this comes as he spent decades trying to sound the alarm on CO2. Let me pull this up for you, folks. And this is interesting because yesterday I had a very busy day and I was going through a lot. And I saw that President Trump was talking about Bill Gates admitting he was wrong. And I said, what the heck is he admitting he's wrong about? Well, the billionaire apparently says we can adapt. And the obsession with the carbon has come to a real human cost. Now, he's someone who's been spending years now pushing all of this, obviously. But now he's admitting, humans can adapt. We should prioritize improving lives over emission metrics. I mean, duh. I don't know if it's legit, though, because he's trying to get his way to the White House. Obviously, we saw that meeting that he had with President Trump. We didn't like it. I didn't like it. Nobody I know liked it. You want to keep Bill Gates as far as you can from the White House with his Pfizer CEO. Keep them all out. Keep them all out. President Trump, like you see on your screen, took to True Social. We just won the war on climate change hoax. Bill Gates has finally admitted that he was completely wrong on the issue. I mean, he didn't sound like he was completely, he didn't admit that. It took courage to do so. And for that, we are all grateful. MAGA, the president posted yesterday on Truth Social. I mean, he definitely didn't do that. I didn't see a complete admission that he was wrong. But we found this gem. In clip 7, I want you to take a listen to the lies that were being spewed, and still are being spewed, by Mr. Bill Gates. Take a listen.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra.
Oh, Bill Gates. It's so funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. Maybe this is a slight sign of hope. I highly doubt it. But if you're looking to feel optimistic, take it for what it's worth. The president saying that Bill Gates is admitting he's completely wrong on the issue. Looks like he's just saying that humans can adapt, which is something he wasn't saying prior. Let's give you an update on the government shutdown because that's still going on. We're on day 29. And we're not going anywhere anytime soon. The government shutdown, if you're somebody who's reliant on food stamps, probably getting a little nervous as we inch closer to November 1st. This is the second longest government shutdown in American history. And Bernie Sanders is coming clean in clip 8, and he's playing his part in the shutdown. Take a listen.
We are here today to send a very loud and a very clear message to President Trump. Obey the law. I know that's a hard concept for the president, but obey the law. Do what Congress mandated you do. Do not let children in America and their parents and grandchildren go hungry. Do not go down as the first president in history to manufacture a hunger crisis in the richest country on earth. Release these funds. Now, the good news is there are at least 11 Republicans in the Senate who are supporting a bipartisan bill to ensure that no one in America goes without the nutrition assistance they need during the shutdown. And that is very good news. And I thank those 11 Republicans. Every Democrat supports that bill as well.
Okay, so he's pushing that when in actuality, Senate Republicans are the ones who are causing the shutdown because they don't want to vote on the current spending bill that's been brought forward. Instead, they keep rejecting it. Now they're going to place the blame on President Trump, which doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. But it's not just him. It's not just Bernie Sanders. It's also in clip 9, another Democrat is coming forward now, and he's saying that we should be able to fund SNAP while continuing to keep the government shut down. Take a listen.
Pass this bill now, fund SNAP, fund WIC, before this hunger crisis hits our communities. So, Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to immediate consideration of S-3071, introduced earlier today, that the bill be considered read 3 times and passed, and that the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table.
Is there an objection?
Mr. President.
The majority leader.
Thank you. Reserving the right to object.
Folks, this isn't how things work. You can't just make money appear. Those in the Senate know that. That's why they're trying to create this illusion. They know that their base is ignorant on the issue of how government works. And so if they sit there and say this is Trump's fault, they'll believe it. The reality of it is they are holding out because they want illegal aliens to get health care. That is what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. And there's not much more to add to that. I mean, it's so bad. We played it for you yesterday. Jake Tapper has to even get in here and say, you guys, this is all on you. You know, things are really, really bad when Jake Tapper coming clean and saying, well, we didn't do this. Talk about Republicans. You did. Democrats. I mean, he literally grilled a Democrat on his show who was unable to even put together a sentence after it because she was so unhinged. This is what's going on in this country right now. These people are all lying because their voting base is intentionally ignorant. Why do I say intentionally ignorant? Because they have failed them intentionally throughout the educational process. And so, yeah, they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, the Republican leader in the Senate, John Thun, he is apparently going hard in clip 10 on Democrats. Take a listen.
Let me just point out, if I might, that we are 29 days into a Democrat shutdown. And the senator from New Mexico was absolutely right. SNAP recipients shouldn't go without food. People should be getting paid in this country. And we've tried to do that 13 times. And you voted no 13 times. This isn't a political game. These are real people's lives that we're talking about. And you all have just figured out, 29 days in, that, oh, there might be some consequences. There are people running out of money. Yeah, we're 29 days in. And they've done their best to make sure that a lot of these programs are funded. But at some point, the government runs out of money. 13 times people over here voted to fund SNAP. 13 times they voted to fund WIC. My aching back. Finally realized this thing has consequences. Well, you know what? What Democrats are doing here. They're making plans to keep the shutdown going.
According to a lot of individuals in Washington, D.C., they think they're going to drag this on until Thanksgiving. I don't know if we're going to make it that long. We're already seeing, and I saw videos of it yesterday, of individuals taking to TikTok to threaten Americans that if they don't get their SNAP benefits, that they're going to come after innocent Americans. Specifically, actually, there's a video of a Black individual saying that he's going to go after white people. You got to love it. You got to love it. These are the people that are being fed by our government because, specifically these people, they just don't want to work. There's a sense of entitlement. You owe them SNAP benefits. Now, there are many in this country that do need them, and we should help those Americans out. If you're disabled, if you're maybe an elderly individual, yeah, I could see us helping you. That's not a problem. But this system has been abused, and it continues to be abused. But again, we see so many people. This is the person. Now threatening white people. Can we actually get this soundbite, guys? Perfect. We'll pull it together. We'll play it for you. Because someone sent it to me yesterday, and I was like, I didn't think it was real. But it's real. And it's up right now on Infowars.com. But hear me out. I just don't understand why we're allowing this. We have people who are going around threatening innocent Americans. And they're claiming they're going to come after us. They're going to eat us. I can see that happening with the third world trash we've imported. Very, very likely that will happen with them. But it's interesting because we sit back, we watch as Democrats continue to pretend like President Trump is the one holding up food stamps in this country. He's not holding them up. You have to pass a bill to get funding. That's how government works. But those on the left are just too damn stupid to understand that. They're not intelligent. And again, that's intentional. The public school system has intentionally failed them. It's so enraging that this is what's going on in this country, but this is what's happening. We played it for you yesterday. There was a bunch of people posting to TikTok and just ranting about how we're going to commit crimes. We're going to steal short ribs from the supermarket. That's what's going on here. There's a sense of entitlement because why should they have to work? You should work, but they don't have to. Those are also the same people, some of them, who are demanding reparations. Because you can't stop freeloading. You need more and more and more. And individuals like Senator Chuck Grassley and others are sitting here and they're egging on this argument as if it is a Republican shutdown. And I'm not going to advocate and use the SNAP benefits as a chip as to why we need to end the shutdown. Let me be clear about that. This is all intentional. They're intentionally using this. They're intentionally using the grandma and grandpa story, not being able to feed their grandchildren or eat themselves. They're using it intentionally because they want to force President Trump to stop holding the red line. Let's take a listen to that video of an individual apparently looking to eat white people if his EBT gets cut off.
I just wanted to come real fast just to make this video, just to make something very, very clear to the white man. Black Americans do not care about your government shutdown, and Black Americans do not care about you taking away our EBT and our government assistance, because Black Americans never depended on the American government to take care of us and feed us, because we never could. We were never able to depend on the government, in spite of what you may say and what you may try to force us to believe. So you can sit back and you can mock, you can laugh, and you can think that you're about to starve us to death, but I'm here to let you know that we are going to eat regardless, even if we have to hunt you animals down and roast and eat you. The delectable crack and cheese. We will make it happen if we have to, trust and believe me. And if it takes this government shutdown for Black people to finally come from under the government and understand that we don't need to be paying our taxes into this government, what we really need to be doing is taking care of one another, buying land and growing our own food and building our own nation. If this government shutdown and starvation is what it's going to take, then let the party begin. It's Black Power, baby, and we rise.
I will eat your ass.
It's hard for me to believe that that's actually a real person and not AI, and I thought that was a man. Apparently it's a female. Sorry. I'm going to go with that's AI, because I cannot believe that there's a human being on Earth who truly believes just that. Probably should forward that over to DHS right now and FBI. Probably look into that person to see if it's even a real person. I don't even understand how somebody talks like that. These are the people who've been feeding on the system for far too long. I want to go to clip 11 because Chuck Schumer, well, again, he is trying to pin all of this on Republicans. And he's also trying to step in and say that the USDA has the funding to make sure that SNAP doesn't end. Take a listen.
Perspective of the dispute on whether USDA contingency funds can be used for SNAP benefits.
It is not, wait a minute, excuse me. It is not a dispute. It is fact they can use it, and the Republicans say it.
Okay, but there's, you know, only $5 or $6 billion, and SNAP costs $8 billion monthly just to administer. I mean, if anything, it would only last
a couple of weeks. It does not cost $5 or $6 billion to administer. There's enough money to start feeding people right away. $6 billion's a lot of money, and they're using it for other things. $20 billion for Argentina, hundreds of millions for Christy Noem's plane. Who are we kidding here? The bottom line is they can fund it just as in 2019, just as in other shutdowns, for a long period of time.
And they also, if the contingency fund, which is $6 billion, which gets you nearly a month, 3 weeks, runs out, then they can pass Senator Lujan or Senator Hawley's bill, both of which we support. We know that there'll be 60 votes for that. Why aren't they calling it up? They're not calling it up because the House isn't here to pass it. That's the way it works. The House would have to come here. They probably would have to vote on the Epstein files, but they're choosing to let kids go hungry instead of having to vote on the Epstein files. There's no doubt about it. They have been out for 6 weeks on vacation.
Just think, if they have all this money for Argentina and all this money for other things, they have enough money to keep funding SNAP, and they know it. And I just want to say what Lujan said. Johnson just lies. He lied about on immigration, on the undocumented. He's lying about this. He just outright lies, plain and simple. It is not illegal, and his own president has done it.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I love this New York Post article, the cover, I should say. And they really hate Alison Steinberger, by the way. They cannot stand that she's in there and she's asking these tough questions. Chuck Schumer really becoming unhinged when he's dealt with the facts. And he can't tolerate it. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. This isn't surprising, folks. This is actually what we would expect from one of the worst individuals on the left. He's fighting for his survival. And that is the reason why he is so upset. He has to now fight because the far left has completely radicalized the party. And he has to fight for health care for illegal aliens, even though he knows it's wrong. And this is them shifting the narrative. Don't let them control the narrative. For all you Republicans out there, don't let them control the narrative. Get out there and say something, do something. This is their issue, not ours. See, time and time again, they lie to the American people and they get away with it. They get away with it because, well, they could scream louder than you. As you just heard Allison just trying to simply ask a question that's based on facts. They don't like that. They don't like that. It's so enraging. But they get away with it because they're able to control the narrative. They do actually a very good job at that. Folks, I want to remind you right now to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We just this week launched Methylene Red. So if you're someone who's trying to get rid of your brain fog, maybe just kind of clear your mind a little bit, get a good jolt to the day, head on over to the shop right now and grab yourself some Methylene Red. It's great for energy and focus, of course, and it's great to pair up with our blue as well. So get both of them while you're over at thealexjonesstore.com because, folks, there is just so much to grab when it comes to your personal health. And we highly recommend you do just that. This is something that's going to help improve your cognitive abilities. Probably should have snuck this in Joe Biden's water every morning. They should have done so. We probably should have given them a bottle at this point. That's all right. But folks, head on over to the shop right now. While stock is still in supply right now, while we still have a supply, of course, you got to grab yourself some Methylene Red, pair it up with Methylene Blue over at thealexjonesstore.com. Grab it today while supplies last. And of course, it is only available, again, at thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.